stands for. Hallelujah. Galatians 4. From verse 28. From verse 28. It reads, "Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise." Hallelujah. "But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit, even so it is now." Do you agree with me? "Even so it is now." Brethren, are we persecuted? The grazing bill, what does it mean? Persecution. Is it not so? That this is the beginning. You can hear that this is the beginning. So we need to arise. Is it not so? The positions of authority that have been taken over. What does it mean? Persecution. That you and I will be bond people. That's what the children of the bond woman is telling us. But God is saying one thing. He's saying that nevertheless, what saith the scripture? So whose report are we going to believe? Say, what saith the scripture? Cast out the bond woman and her son that are in authority, that are dictating. For the son of the bond woman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. Hallelujah. So we that are to be the people in authority, where are we? We want to take over now. Hallelujah. So I will pray. Just say amen with me. Hallelujah. "So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free." Hallelujah. Lord, we lift up a voice unto you today. And we are asking, O God, that the son of the bond woman that has found his way into a position of authority is not according to your plan. And so we are asking that he be thrown out. He be sent out. He be returned to the Mediterranean Sea. Do you know that that's where he belongs? That the son of the bond woman be cast out. Even now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we speak to the positions that are being occupied by the children of the bond woman. That those positions be turned upside down. In the Ministry of Petroleum, in immigration, in customs, in the Navy, in the Army, in the Air Force, in the ministries and parastatals. Today we arise and say that we are prepared to take over our rightful positions. Therefore, those that have occupied them now, we command them unseated. We say, Father, uproot, bulldoze, take up and throw down in the name of Jesus. And we fill them up with the children of the free woman in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, the siege, the persecution, we command it to cease right now. We command that it be brought to an end even now In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father our God, whatever it is called, whether it is lion dance or it is fowl dance, we say that this dancing will stop. In the name of Jesus. We say that whether it is Biafra or Niger Delta, Natep, or they call them names, we command them to stop. Whether they are called Boko Haram, ISIS, whatever they are called, we command them to cease right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask, Father, that you enthrone your government in this land. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We make a pronunciation that enough is enough for the children of the bondwoman. That we are not ready to tolerate the usurpation of the powers of the children of the heirs to the throne. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore we are asking, Father, that you arise. Let your judgment come, and even swiftly, on every disobedience, on every move by the children of the bondwoman to bring oppression and to cage and to bring intimidation upon your people, that move be arrested right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we ask, Lord, that you cause us, your children, to begin to discern, that we will see what you are doing. We will be of the same mind. As you speak, we will hear. And we will follow. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We are asking our Father, that wherever we are weak, Father, provide strength for us. Amen. Wherever, Lord, we have broken the edge, we come by the blood of Jesus. And we ask, Lord, that they be sealed up. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We command the spirit of fear to depart from us. We refuse it, for your word says that you are always with us, that we should not be afraid. Father, we come by your word today, and we stand up against this surge of darkness. And we say that, Lord our God, we being the children of light, darkness cannot comprehend us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we stand in our rightful place, and to take authority over this land, to occupy and to reign in this land. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you because we know that when we cry unto you, Father, your word says you will hear us. So when we seek, we shall find. When we ask, it shall be given unto us. When we knock, it shall be opened. Father, our God, hear our cry. Hear our cry and come to our rescue. That your name will be glorified in this land. Thank you, our Father. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. We are also going to pray. You know, one prayer will provoke another prayer. Amen. Praise God. Now, there is a prince that sits over Nigeria. Is it not so? Hallelujah. Praise God. There is a prince that sits over Port Harcourt. There are the ones that sit over Lagos. There are princes. Hallelujah. Amen. There are principalities. And there are what? Powers. There are rulers of what? The darkness of this world. Hallelujah. They sit down in high places. And they rule and control the affairs of men. Hallelujah. But today, the word of God also says, casting down what? Imaginations. And everything that does what? Exalt itself above the knowledge of God. We're going to bring them down. So there is a prince over Nigeria. The prince of Nigeria must come down. This is the prince that supervises corruption. Hallelujah. That all the magomagos. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to bring it down. Hallelujah. We have the authority. We are saying this thing will no longer go on. Hallelujah. As there is a prince or a spirit that comes after you and gives you a name, so also there is a prince over Nigeria that has given Nigeria a name. Is it not so? On individual basis, we deal with those spirits. Okay? The one that walk in your father's house, that walk in your family, we bring them. They are all princes. Even so, we extrapolate it that the one that is sitting over Nigeria be brought down. Amen. You're not saying amen, brother. Amen. Hallelujah. There are altars that are speaking concerning this nation. And you know where they emanated? They said somebody carried, they carried human beings. Or some say that it was a cow. They carried and they buried them somewhere. And there are altars. Hallelujah. And they keep on speaking. Amen. Are you with me? Praise God. Why is it that the spirit that Reuben Abati saw, why is it no longer troubling some people in the same Asorok? Why? Have you asked yourself that? Why are they not seeing the same spirit? Hallelujah. Praise God. Today we are saying that those spirits, we cast them down. In whatever dimension. Because as long as they sit over the nation, they are sitting over you. We say we don't want it. We rebuke the spirit today. Amen. Can somebody just lift up his voice and pray? Hallelujah. And say, this prince, come down. Hallelujah. We cast you down. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Father, we come by the blood of Jesus. We come against this prince that is sitting over the nation of Nigeria. The spirit that is supervising corruption. The one that is supervising bloodshed. The one that is controlling the hearts of men into robbery and into kidnapping. That it seems nothing good can come out of this nation. Father, we come against them today. We come against them by the blood of Yeshua. We speak against them. Whatever altars have been erected, whatever speakings and covenants that have gone on, whatever commitment they have made to organizations, be it with OIC and the rest, Father, such altars, we say, altar, hear the word of the Lord today. We cast you down in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The things that are dwelling in the heavens of Nigeria, controlling, manipulating, supervising, we come against you by the blood. We say, the Lord rebuke you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, they go as far as Maker. They go to sustain a covenant. They go with incantations, with pronouncements, with commitments. We don't know what they go there to do. But Lord, one thing is clear. That there, the strength of this wickedness is sustained. Therefore, we come against it in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever commitment have been made, we dislodge them. Whatever covenant have been made, we break them. We say they are no longer sustainable in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Father and our God. Blessed be your name. You principalities and you powers. You rulers over the darkness of this world, over Nigeria. We come against you by the blood. We come against you by the blood. We come against you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we cast you down. We cast you down. In the name of Jesus, right into the abyss. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We say you no longer sit over this nation. Today we dismantle all your structures, all your organizations, all your man-made plans, agendas, programs. We dismantle them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your name, dear Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Yes.
Down. Now, when it was very hot, I don't want the church of God to panic, no matter how bad it is. It is God's beloved life.
Oh, yes, amen.
He will provide from your faith of what you need. That deals with the book of Revelation. And if you look at even at the beginning of that book, you will find this, that God gave Jesus Christ a revelation of who he is. But it was hidden from mankind. And when it was time, Jesus had to pass it to his servant. It is not one. But the Bible says, servant. And one was picked at that time, and that was John. And for him to be revealed unto, it was not Jesus Christ. An angel had to pass that book of Revelation. Why? And those things that were passed to John were the things of that time. And the Bible says, the thoughts of his heart, they do what? They need their time. Brethren, must we know our time? I don't need to read papers to read what is happening. I don't have, we are not, I think it's a witness there. That is my name, my brother. We are not reading paper. I weep and I cry. For we have a common destination. We had, we saw. What? You see, but you see, as Elisha had it, the king was paralyzed. The king have no answer for our time. But the prophet had the answer to the problem. And the church of God is the prophet of our time. She must have hear from the husband. She only has the right to hear. No other person, otherwise he will not hear. We see him. He has no answer. He can turn this country around. But I'm not in the area of comfort. I want us to pass through the persecution. I want us to pass through the tribulation. It is my earnest prayer that God, it was prayer that God said should be what? Justice. We can't run away from the truth in the Bible. We love comfort. But there is a time we must run away from sin. That one is the comfort. But it is tomorrow that matters. Your children, my children, have we brought them out? Now, let me stop. So what am I saying? The burden I'm passing across to you. Let us pray that the heavens should be what? John said what? I saw what? The heavens open. See, brethren, it is not when you are perfect. But we must grow in faith and in love. But what is not when we are perfect. What was it? Moses was not what? Perfect. At the time he stood before who? If he was perfect, he wouldn't have died. So, brethren, encourage yourself to God. Without brethren, there is a need to wait on the Lord. When my brother was praying, they said, if we seek, we will find. May the Lord teach us how to seek. He also said, when we knock, the door will be open. Isn't it? May the Lord hold us to knock at the door. Have, if we start knocking this door, this man, very soon some of you will say, oh, my hands are failing me. I will stop there. Time has come. If we are to pass, I've told the brother this morning, it is not in our house. Let's come here. Let's sit down and cry unto the Lord. Together! We are calling to Christ.
Amen.
But my hope, the movement of the church of God is brought up in his fullness. What we mean by bringing that body is that the king will be made one by the man. Because they are the king. Oh, my brother wants to say. Thank you.
Amen. You know, one burden that is very strong in my heart, as Robert Ben, you know, spoke, is hallelujah, has to do with the prophetic, that God might raise a prophetic body. And why is it important? Because of the time we're living in. Hallelujah. Amen. Prophetic body. Hallelujah. We come to a meeting such as this, there are prophetic utterances coming from this body, giving direction and telling us this and that is about to take place. This and this is what you should be doing. Hallelujah. Because it touched, and you know, the sons of Issachar were prophetic people. They had understanding. Amen. Amen. Of what Israel ought to do. We need to have an understanding. And that understanding and that prophetic word must come from the body. God is not raising a single prophet. He's raising a prophetic body. Amen. And I tell you, if the church must move forward and move into what God has in mind, we must be moving on the prophetic platform. Can I hear amen? That is where we should be. Hallelujah. Because the days are continuously what? Evil. We must hear God. If you get out of your house and you're not hearing God, you are in danger. Just tell yourself, God, just help me until I walk my step back home. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. That is what God is saying unto this church today. And that is the body we want to bring to God. God, raise a prophetic body. Raise a people who can hear you. Raise a people who can seek you. They are on their knees crying out unto God. Hallelujah. Until they hear him. Hallelujah. That is where we have come. And like he said, it is not a time of pleasure. It's a time when men begin to deny themselves of their sleep. It is time when men begin to deny themselves of that, you know, very good food. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. It's no longer time when you smell the smell of dodo, plantain, and you break your fast. It's no longer that one is gone. Food, whatever of what sort it is, hallelujah, amen, is set aside. Why? Because I want to hear God. Men like Daniel had to do that. They had to do that. In fact, they were in a place where they can eat the king's meat. But they set all that aside. And did what? Because they were in a time of captivity. Brethren, we are in a time of captivity. And it is a time to seek the Lord. Until he comes and rains what? Righteousness upon us. Praise God. So if there is anything God is saying to us in this time, he's calling us to a time of seeking him. Until we begin to hear him clearly and distinctly. It's not in splashes. I don't know whether you understand. Just a flash in the pan. We just hear him today and tomorrow. But consistently, we know that this is what God is saying. And then there is counsel on what we should do. Amen. Praise God. So I want to encourage us that this is the time to pray. Say, God, give us prophetic instruments in this house. That is the burden I want to leave with us. So that we can pray. Say, this is what we want. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So can we pray? Hallelujah. God, we need prophetic instruments. If we don't have it, brethren, we will just be strolling in the dark. Let us ask the Lord. Hallelujah. Can someone just lead us in that prayer? Hallelujah. Say, Lord, don't leave us in the dark. We cannot afford to grope in the dark. We need to hear what you are saying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you. Because the when I was a child, I speak like a child. But when I became a man, put away childish things. Lord, we say the time of excuses are over. It is now the time of your power and of your glory. It is the time for us to come into the experience of a lampstand in fullness. So Lord, we come to embrace the outpouring of your Spirit at this time. For you said that at the end of time, that your Spirit will move upon the sons and daughters, upon the young men and the old men. Lord, not in distant lands, but right here. We say, oh God, let the windows of heaven open up. And let there be a rain. Lord, we repent for excuses. Loving to sleep. Loving our quiet routine. But Lord, we come to ask that you will stir the gifts, stir the callings, restore the prophetic anointings and utterances, restore the gifts as well as the fruits. Lord, do not take away our teachers. Raise up the shepherds. Establish the authority of the apostles and prophets. Let all the gifts, all the callings, and all the ministries begin to function. You said, if we shall say to this mountain, be that removed. And if we do not doubt in our minds, it shall be so. We speak to the mountain of unbelief, the mountain of carnality, the mountain called flesh. We say, be thou removed. And be thou cast into the sea. In the name of Jesus. We come as your people, O God, to be opened out. Let your rain come. Let it begin to rain. Let it rain. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So I just wanted to read the scripture. I don't know if I can take excuse. But I was going to ask Brother Isaac to say this, but he has sat down. Something happened on Wednesday. We announced a prayer conference. You have permission, sir, to... We announced a prayer conference. Somebody say, I should say, prayer and prophetic conference. Not the one of barrenness, even though barrenness will go. Not the one of job, but all those things will go. But, you know, not next weekend, the other one. The October 1st weekend. It's a very long one. So that one, we're going to use it to fast and pray. Beginning from the Friday. The Monday is the Jara. It's our own. We can do anything we want with it. But Friday night, the whole of Saturday, like Brother Brian was saying, the whole of Saturday, the whole of Sunday will be here. Amen. The children, nothing will happen. Amen. No food. Okay, but we can cut their own in half as time will be. But it came by the Spirit, so we are announcing it ahead of time. So you can pray and get ready. Amen. So Friday night we're here, prayer conference. Saturday we're here, prayer conference. And then Sunday we are here, prayer conference. Every barrenness must go. Every joblessness must go. Every unmarried single will be married. But we're not going to distribute any husband and wife. It's just that you will get it to the Spirit. Anything that you have, write the list. Me, I have my list, so it's inside my book there. Write the list and bring it. I say, God, see me. You can write it in your heart. All the words we are saying, grazing below, no, we shall knock it further down. Amen. So, anything that is in your heart, bring it. You shall not pass through this door. It must be dealt with. Amen. Because the time for excuse is over. It's either I believe or I don't believe. So let me read the scripture. Hebrews 13:8. Don't forgive your brother. Amen. So it's either we believe or we don't believe. Hebrews, it's on the board, okay. Hebrews 13:8. You know, there's one man, his name is Theodore's born. That was his own brother. Oh, that was his sign. Can we read it together? Jesus Christ the same yesterday, to today, and forever. Is it in your Bible? Do you believe it? Really? Amen. Okay, me, I don't believe. You believe. Me, I don't believe. Okay, now. Because I don't see it. And because I don't see it, I'm trying to, like he said, trying to rationalize. It's not happening now because this will happen, this will, the wrong will happen. Brother, the Bible says what? Jesus Christ, what? Same. Yesterday, today, and when? Forever. If you don't believe, then you come with me, we shall repent. Say, Lord, I believe. Amen. Hallelujah. So, there are no excuses. The church has made excuses, and we are now on the path of repentance. Let the power of God come down. Let me see the Islamai, whatever you. Amen. So, there are two parts to it. You know, we ran away from it because there were some boys, when they don't have work, they just bring one table, put olive oil. And so, yeah, come. Because of olive oil and table, we ran away. He said, no, this miracle is not good. Miracle is good. Amen. But not the bad one. Amen. So we have repented of the bad one. And we are going to miracle. The good one. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You can't throw away the baby with the bath water. We throw away the bath water. We take the baby. Amen. When Jesus was alive, what was it? It says, how God did what? Anointed. Show us that scripture. Acts 10:38. How God anointed what? Is it in the Bible? Where is it? Show us. Acts 10:38. Amen. If you want the anointing, be getting ready. It's coming now. It's coming now. Amen. Where is it now, brother? Yeah. He said he has gone on strike. Go ahead, let's read the one inside the book. Not look for Acts 10:38. There are two signs to it. We will take the two. And we're going to pray. Remember, we're saying the prayer. I'm just trying to raise. Is this there now? What did he say? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. With what? With Holy Ghost and with what? Power. Who went about doing what? Doing good. And did what? Healing all that were oppressed of the devil. I was with him. Me, I am with Jesus.
Amen.
I don't want to care what any small boy who's putting table and going to hotel, go to bank, take money to, that's their problem. Me, I am with Jesus. What does he say? God say with the Holy Ghost and with what? Power. So we are following Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I am not perfect. It's true, I'm not perfect. But the disciples, Paul, Peter, were they? But their shadow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So, brethren, this is what God is saying. We are going into the fullness. Now, the fullness, people call it tabernacle, it's big grammar. But what he's telling you is, tabernacle means to dwell. The fullness of God is coming to dwell here.
Amen.
And how can God come in here? When Osibajon lands the protocol, you will know that he has come. If that day, if those of you who don't listen to the radio, they will catch you on the road. You go there, block road, bam, you stay there. You say, sit down. There's presidential movement. You stay there. If you move, they will break your leg. The whole town moves. Is it not so? Because you know Osibajon has come to town. When Jesus comes into this body, you will know. The world, and he's coming. That's what they are saying, tabernacle. The glory of God, the fullness, both Pentecost, Passover, everybody is coming. And brethren, that's where the church has come to now. We're not in Pentecost. We have finished it. We are entering the fullness. So the fullness of power, of glory, of holiness, all of them jam together. Boy, that's where we are. Amen. Hallelujah. So there is something called anointing, and I want it. Amen. I also want holiness. We are taking two sides. Anointing one side, the other one holiness. We join it together. We are moving forward. Amen. So let's read. There are two of them. There is the gift of the Spirit, and what? The fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. We want the two of them. And this church must have the two of them. Amen. No more excuses. Now, which one do we take first? My hand is on the first one. We have the fruit. Isn't it also? Galatians, we know that one. So let's take the one we don't have. Tell the sickness, say today like today. Amen. Some of us, they say when you reach 40 years, you'll be seeing where you'll be carrying this one. Today, like today. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians, is it not 12 or is it 14? 14. Because we're talking about God raising the prophetic body. The prophetic, all those things. Why say he doesn't read newspaper? He's reading another one. If you don't read this one, you read another one. So we are talking about that. That's another one. He said, follow after charity. And do what? Did he say you hate spiritual gifts? It's in your Bible. And do what? And desire spiritual gifts. But rather, that you may prophesy. Which you desire to prophesy. Amen. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue does what? Speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understanding him, how be it in the spirit, he speaketh mystery. Amen. One day, one policeman caught me. He took my. I started speaking in tongues. He said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm speaking in tongues." He threw the paper and ran away. You can terrorize the people. Say, "Go ahead, just speak in tongues." Amen. Amen. Okay. Verse 3. But he that prophesied does what? Speaking unto men to edification, to exhortation, and comfort. Amen. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue does what? Edifieth himself. But he that prophesied does what? Edifieth the church. Hallelujah. I would that you all speak with tongues, but rather that ye prophesy. For greater is he that prophesieth than he that what? Speaketh with tongues. Except he interpret, that the church may receive edifying. Now, brethren, yeah, I'm reading another place, so this is not where I want to go. It's actually 1 Corinthians 12, I should go, but well, maybe. This one is good, though. Yes, you're right. Okay. Now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you except I shall speak to you either by revelation or by knowledge or by prophecy or by doctrine? You see the four of them? I remember Brother Beckham by telling us that those four, the highest is by revelation. Amen. So you can minister by revelation. You can also minister by knowledge. You can read, you bring. That's good also. Amen. But there is revelation. And Paul did a lot of that. Ministry by revelation. Or by knowledge. The things revealed. Or by prophecy. Or by doctrine. Doctrine is also good. You know, I'm a doctrine man. Amen. Hallelujah. It's good. And it's foundational, but those are the things, later. He said, and even things without life, giving sound, without pipe, and so on and so on. Yeah. Should I? Okay. Oh, yeah. This I should read. Okay, I want to jump to 1 Corinthians 12. And even things without life, giving sound, whether pipe or harp, they say they give a distinct sound, it's a decision in the sound. How shall it be known what is pipe or harp? For if the trumpet make an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle? So likewise, ye, except ye utter the words, you utter by the tongue words easy to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken? For you shall speak into the air. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. Therefore, if I know not the meaning of the voice, how shall I? Okay, it goes on and on and on. Okay, let's go to 1 Corinthians 12. I want to talk about the gifts. Amen. They're in the Bible. And they're for us today. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Now, when you look in the tabernacle, because if it's not in the tabernacle, it's not in the Bible. Now, in the tabernacle, it's a piece of the lampstand. What is the lampstand? The lampstand is the thread, is it not, or the wick. That's you. That's humanity. That's you. It has an oil around it. What's the oil? The oil is the anointing, is it not Christ? Amen. So it says, Christ in you. Is what? Is the hope. That's outer court. Amen. But when you move into the holy place, what do you find? The first place you go in the holy place is where? Is a lampstand. And the lampstand, what does it say? Christ in. So you in Christ. So Christ comes into you to bring you into Christ. Amen. So when you are coming into Christ, there must be fruit. And there will be gifts, there will be impartation, the reason of Christ coming into you and you coming into Christ, there will be manifestation of the Spirit. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So imagine a wick inside the oil. What do you think is going to happen to the wick? It will begin to soak it, isn't it? In other words, the oil begins to get into the personality of the wick. And the personality is your spirit, your soul. So my soul is my mind, my emotions, my will, my desire. That's my character. So as that oil gets into my character, there will be a manifestation, the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. So there will be fruit of the Spirit. You won't say, I'm struggling to be patient. No. The Spirit of Christ in you will bring forth patience. But it's not only patience. Did you see fire on top of the place? There's fire. Amen. Holy Ghost fire. Fire will burn everything that is there. Amen. So it's not only fruit. There will be the manifestation of the Spirit. The power of the Spirit. The thing, you know, so there will be heat. Hallelujah. And all the coldness will be blown away. Amen. So what we are speaking, I say that the church is coming into Christ. And you cannot come into Christ and in quietness. It says there was lightning and thundering and earthquake and hallelujah. Amen. So today we're looking at the gifts of the Spirit. You know, and you see how he puts it. Brethren, I will not that I have you ignorant. Now he says, you know that you were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you are led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit calleth Jesus accursed. And that no man can say that Jesus is Lord, but what? By the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administration, but the same Spirit. And there are diversities of what? Operation, but to what? The same Spirit. The same God, which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man. Who is the every man? All the every man in this fellowship, raise your hand. If you're every man, you give it to you. Amen. Amen. That's why I say God anointed Jesus. He received his own and began to manifest. Me too, I'm going to receive my own award, manifest. But I'm not going to hire a hotel. And so I come to my ministry. I open back account. No. Amen. So that's the wrong one. We have finished with it long ago. So we want to do that which is right. Amen. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man toward profit with us. Amen. For to one is given by the Spirit what? The word of wisdom. How can you have prophetic manifestation without word of wisdom? We will try and explain them. Those who even know more than me are here, they will talk about it. To another is given what? The word of knowledge. By what? The same Spirit. To another is given faith by the same Spirit. To another is given what? The gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another what? The working of miracles by the same Spirit. To another what? Prophecy. To another what? Discerning of spirits. The onyokometer. Amen. That's the satellite. Every spirit that you're able to pick it up. Amen. To another what? Diverse kinds of tongues. As you keep talking about it. Since you are born, it's only you've got to get only one tongue. Aya. It's only aya. Amen. Say today, aya for them. Amen. I'm just sorry. Say today, I'm Amen. Don't mind me. There are not the diverse kinds of tongues, and then to another word, the interpretation of tongues. Hallelujah. As you are speaking, does somebody say, Thus says the Lord, interprets it? Is it for this church? No, you're not sure. Because we are holy people. Amen. Hallelujah. Something is about to happen. They say, but all these, what? Worketh that one and the same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all what? Baptized into one body, whether Jew or Gentile, bond or free, and have all been made to do what? Drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. Amen. So these are the gifts of the Spirit. You know, when you say gift, they are endowment, they are things that accrue to us by reason of you, of your mind, of your spirit being brought into Christ. Amen. And it's the Spirit of God that does it. It's not under, it's not your manifestation. It's the manifestation of the Spirit through us. Praise the Lord. I'll come back. Let me read the Galatians one. Then I'll come back and close because we need to pray. Galatians, just for completeness. Galatians 5. Because when we are fasting and praying and asking for power, the power is the power to bring the character of Christ. Amen. So he that has no rule, can I say power, over his own spirit is what? It's like a city that's what? Broken down. Hallelujah. So he said that I pray that you might be strengthened with might. Can I say with power? Where? In the inward man. Hallelujah. We need power down there to wake up that man. Hallelujah. And he will, you don't struggle to bring forth the character of Christ. It comes forth. Hallelujah. So that's what 5 is talking about. Verse 16, 5, Galatians 5:16. This I say then, do what? Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. Again, I always explain, when the Bible talks about flesh, you understand what flesh means? The nature of your soul without the influence of any spirit. That's what the Bible means by flesh. That's spiritually speaking. Flesh, naturally speaking, is something beneath this skin. This skin is not flesh. And for those of us who are in the body business, this is skin. When you remove the skin, there is something you meet there. That's what we call flesh. Muscle, some other big grammar. Okay? The bones, the nerve, many, many things are there. That's what the Bible, that's what is known as flesh. In the spirit, when the spirit is removed, the you, the soul, that is flesh. Amen. But you see, the flesh is not just flesh. Flesh was there. Darkness entered there. Adam. Darkness entered. And something that likes darkness followed the darkness that entered. So there are three things. Their flesh, their natural soul, darkness, and the spirits that feed on the darkness. Amen. That's the market we have carried. But something good also happened. Christ followed that entered also. So you have your flesh, your natural soul, or personality. You have darkness. You have the spirits that feed on darkness. They have Christ. Amen. And that Christ is a seed that has been planted. It's growing. And before long, it will scatter the darkness away, scatter the spirits that follow it, and they liberate the sons of God. Hallelujah. By so that has been in bondage will be delivered. That's the glorious liberty of the sons of God. But we're saying that as Christ comes in, there are things that show, there are manifestations of that Christ. Hallelujah. That is the grammar we are speaking. That if Christ be in you, it must bring forth fruit. Amen. If Christ be in you, it will manifest in different gifts and endowment. There are different activations of the Spirit. Amen. So we are speaking now of the character aspect. So it says this, we say, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not do or fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you will. Amen. Verse 18. But if ye be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Amen. We can see three against one. If one is not there at all, that is their flesh, fallen soul. Two, darkness, the devils. So there are three already. Pressing that one. Hallelujah. So there's a law. But when Christ comes, when the Spirit comes, He gives you the authority not to submit to your fallen nature, submit to the darkness, submit to the spirits that are feeding and walking, amen, walking them. Verse 19, He said, now the works of the flesh, what are they? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness. Like, these are the top on the list. Amen. These are the common ones, and you see it everywhere. Amen. So these are the things that we need to overcome. Idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, rebellious, and what else? And such like. Amen. Of the which I tell you before, as I have told you now, that they will do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. That's not all the narrative, not all that we have. There is something good. What does it say? But the fruit, it didn't say fruits, because it's coming from one, only one fruit. Amen. But the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love. Again, joy. Again, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness. I want to say self-control, because that one makes it better. That self-control of that Proverbs 25:32. And here it is. Control. Dominion. Against such as what? No law. Now look at the verse 24. This one is like, it comforts me very well. And they that are Christ have done what? Crucifying the flesh with what? With the affections and loss. Amen. Don't let anybody tell you cannot overcome. There is one Ubunigwe inside that is able to do it. That Christ in you. So let the Christ express itself, and it will crucify the flesh. It's not you. I don't have any power to crucify anything. Greater is He that is in me than He that is where? In the world. Hallelujah. So we are laboring to allow this Christ to express itself. That's what we're talking about, the anointing. And when the Christ comes, it will show, it will manifest, it will break out in the midst. There will be miracles, there will be signs and wonders, there will be deliverance, there will be healings. So let's go back quickly to that First Corinthians, and then we will close. Now, it's not a teaching, so I just mention it. I'm sure there will be something on it down the road, to go into more detail. Now, the Bible talks about these 12 gifts. These 12 gifts, what are they? Quickly. Let's take the first one. I once read a brother, I believe it, Brother Kenneth Hagin. I think he's authoritative enough for us to believe him. What does he say? He says a prophetic vessel must have at least three functioning. And I think we can agree with him. He says, a prophetic vessel, because we're talking about prophetic vessels, that's why I stood up. Prophetic vessel must have, one, the gift of the word of wisdom. Two, gift of the word of knowledge. Three, gift of discerning of spirit. This third one, let me talk about that one, if I look at it now. I see Tiffany in you. It's not that one, though. It's not that one, though. In fact, I see the gift of laughter. You're laughing too much. I see the spirit of laughter. Not that one. Not, I'm not talking about that one. Amen. Hallelujah. We're speaking about the revelation of the spirit. There are two. And I'm sure with time we will explain it. But the brother says that those three must be functioning. Now, where you at least others will be there. Let's just look at Brother Seth, for example. Let's just say Brother Seth as an example. You know Brother Seth? That man they call Seth. In verse of that course, 1986, I think. He was there with his wife and they were praying for us. I came out. He said, this is a man of knowledge. Which knowledge? He put his hand on me and said, this is a man of knowledge. He was talking about me. He said, you know too much book. I said, what's wrong with this man? But he hit the target. How did he know that? He put his hand on me and said, a man of knowledge. He started talking about my family. What's that? God opened the past. That word of wisdom. Sorry, word of knowledge. And he began to talk. He said, you do so and so. He began to say many things. He said, you will be flying all over the place. I said, me in Unipur, flying all over the place. So he talked about the past and talked about the future. Amen. So, word of knowledge, wisdom. Amen. And as we're talking, you open again and say, spirit. He began to do spirit. His wife came to and said, spirit. They picked out all the spirits and put it together and blasted it out. Amen. Hallelujah. So you can see that prophetic thing with him all through his ministry. Brother, is that correct? Hallelujah. So he had the word, but he also had the manifestation of the spirit. Hallelujah. And we have lacked one. And I say, God, no more excuse. Yeah, if we just say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. If you read the scripture, say that God gave witness to their word with signs and wonders following. Those are the acts of the apostles. God confirmed their word with signs and wonders following. Amen. So, those three components that are critical. You can imagine Elisha in his bedroom. The king of Israel in his own bedroom. But this one, all his secret was being leaked. He said, who is he that do so and so and so? The girl said, look, my friend. There is somebody somewhere. Say, my Lord, everything you are doing in your room. Hallelujah. So the prophet, they had it. So you could see, and you can see the power of their ministry. Because they had it. So there is no excuse for me and you. We need it. Amen. It is critical and God is bringing it now. There was a time God said, no, leave it, go this side. But now he's bringing it back. I said, oh yeah, now you are matured enough. I think we are matured enough to handle it. Bro, don't you agree? We are matured enough to handle the anointing. If you are not mature, then we will give you leave a few days to get ready and come and join. But we are mature to handle it. Amen. Hallelujah. Because somebody said, Lord, my God, let's call that fire from heaven, burn everybody. He said, you? I think we are past that stage of saying, God, kill all my enemies, brother, uncle Peter, uncle auntie this. Let all the witches die. We're not going there. Amen. Hallelujah. So, we talked about that one. Then the other one, to another, faith by the same spirit. Yeah, everybody has faith. But there are people who can exercise strong faith. Amen. They get into situations And you just know that this is God, not just ordinary man. I can give you one man. His name is Joshua, is he not? He says, son, you, today. Stand still. Had the faith. He commanded the sun. He said, you, stand still. Moon, stand still until we finish. Amen.
Amen.
You can command. I told you about the sister. He said, flood. You are not supposed to be in my area now. So in the name of, if I close my eye, flood, so don't, I'm sorry, man. I just said it. Amen. I posted something yesterday. You saw those red ends? You saw the, did you see the hurricane? That red, what is the, I don't know what they brought sound. I don't know what they called it. That recovery one, it was coming. And then it had a cross. So it's coming like a demon. They started praying and the thing dissolved. We saw it there. Amen. That is great faith. Hallelujah. So you can have faith. You come and say that in the name of Jesus, so God can give us that. We can make prophetic declarations based on that manifestation of the faith. To another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. It also, you can see that, you know, manifesting. Peter, just his shadow. What happened? People were healed. Amen. I hear now there, you got, and another one, even they say Paul, even aprons from his body. That's big money. Can you imagine? I just go to, I got buy cloth. I cut it and load it. So all I did is just to make sure I put it in my body. And you give me a love offering, 1 million naira. If you want to get a bigger one, you get 1 million. You get a smaller one, 1 million. I think the church is tired of that. Amen. So we are looking for the reality. You know, so there is the real manifestation of the gifts of healing. Amen. What was the other one? Say, to another, you're working on miracles. To another, prophecy. There's a prophecy given by a man called Alonzo Allen, A.A. Allen, about the destruction of America. Try and get a hold of it. Amen. So those are prophetic verses that spoke. A man like William Branham, so many prophetic utterances. And we see them coming to clockwork. We see them being executed. So there will be prophetic declarations also in our midst. We have that. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, diverse kinds of... I've talked about that one. The Aye type. Eh? Diverse kinds. Amen. There was a story of a young, you know, a brother who I know who went somewhere. And he began to, pray. In fact, he had never spoken. And he began to speak English. And the English brethren began to hear. After the call, he said, look, they found out that the man had not even broken chalk before. But he was speaking in perfect Queen's English. Amen. That's a manifestation of the Spirit that's given. A man like, you know, Wigglesworth, he didn't go to school, but by the endowment of the Spirit, he began to speak correct English. And he was able to preach. And to another, the interpretation of tongues. I was not there, but I'm told in the London church, there was a time a brother came and was gave a prophetic utterance in words. And when he finished, a sister, he tapped a brother and said, yeah, you, bring the interpretation. The other one stood up and began to interpret what she said. Sister, please call that sister. Is that true? You were in the church there? Uh-huh, please. Let her just tell us. I'm giving her 2 minutes, so I'm here. Tell us what happened.
Amen. A sister started speaking in tongues during the fellowship. And then after that, she just tapped it. A brother said, the Lord said you have the interpretation. And he...
Amen. Sister, was it an end time church? Say our fellowship. Amen. So it can happen here. No, amen. Don't you believe? It can happen here. Amen. That prophetic conference is must happen. Amen. We'll have prophetic declaration, and somebody will say, "Thus says the Lord." give us a rundown of it. Amen. Okay, so that's just a rundown of these gifts. You know, if you want, we can take time, we can take one by one, and we can show you from, you see it all over the Bible, it's there. And it is our inheritance, it is our right, it is our calling. We have also spoken about the fruit of the Spirit. So both of them run side by side, and we need it. So we are going to pray. I don't know where that scripture is. I think it's not 1 Timothy chapter 1, where it says, "Stir the gift of God that was given to you." Paul was speaking to Timothy. Can we find it? It says, "Stir up the gift of God that was given to you by laying on our hands for the presbytery." Some of us, hands have been laid on us in the past. We're not really going. 2 Timothy 2:1. 2 Timothy 1:6. Yes, I knew there was a 1 in it. 2 Timothy 1:6. So, remember, this was just an emergency sharing. I'm sure later on we'll come back. I remember Isaac telling me he wanted to share on this some time ago, so he has bought market. So that thing you wrote that time, just go and bring it and come and tell us about it. Okay, what does he say? Wherefore I put thee what? In remembrance. That thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee, by the putting on of my hands. Amen. There's another one he talks about presbytery. Where is it? There's another one where he says gifts that were given to you by the presbytery. Can you remember that one? That's one. 1 Timothy 4:14. Neglect not the gift. So you see, you can neglect the gift. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by what? Prophets, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. You can have a gift and neglect it. The Bible says, "Say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry." Where is that one? It's not Philippians. Let's read now. Is it Colossians? He said, "Take heed to the ministry." Some of us have forgotten our ministry. Amen. Say amen now. Amen. If you have forgotten, today is the day of recovery. Recover the ministry. He said, "Some people do the work of an evangelist." Where is that? I'm in Philippians. So Philippians, where are now? Colossians 4:17. Amen. And say to Brother Ken. Say to Sister Allah, I'm seeing some names jumping out here. I say to, who else? Archippus. Is there any Archippus here? Or you put your name? Take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord. How do you take it? That thou fulfill it. You can be called. You know that talent? He gave the one talent and hid it. Let me take care of it. At the end, you bring it back. You have not taken heed, though. That ministry has failed. Amen. Some have received a stirring or an impartation and gone to sleep. Praise God. There's always a time of recovery. And today is a day of recovery. Today is a day of stirring, of resurrection. Amen. Maybe you are the one to show us the dream happening at Sorok. Yes. Go open your eyes and you see that thing that writing, you say, I saw something. And you tell us that we blast it away. How do you think you are going to do it? You will read Nige.com. Leave that Nige.com. Because most of it is rumor. Yeah, I read it. But yeah, when you are going there, they hold their heart very, very well. He said, I've killed everybody. You start. So we are looking for the revelation one. Amen. Somebody say, thus says the Lord, I saw. And we can pray and deal with it. Amen. So there is a power in the church. And it is about to come. In fact, it is here. Amen. Hallelujah. There will be a revelation. You know, you can't quantify it. Manifold, different types. You know, different types. So, I think we are in the praying mood. Can we take that prayer mood small again? Afternoon. So, can we take that prayer mood again? How is that prayer mood now? The prayer mode is that those like me who have been giving excuse, okay, I shouldn't say that one. Okay, you are not giving excuse. It's just that we are not preaching it. I think we are not preaching it. So we forgot about it. Whether we are not preaching or it's an excuse or unbelief or whatever it is, I say, God, today, not today, I must stir up, I must recover. Amen. Can we stand and pray? Amen. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. No more excuses. Amen. So we are going to pray. I say, God, do something in me. Touch me one more time. Metum agage. How do people say it again? Metum agage. All those things you want to say, say, God, let there be a true and a Christian. Let it show. Not just in power, but in character. Where I work, they say in character and in learning. Our own is in character and in power. Amen. Not just character alone, the power also. And certainly not power without character. Amen. Hallelujah.
Only to you are made to father do. Is it made to father do? Thank you.
simple prayer, and then we'll ask people to come and pray. A prayer of impartation. Again, which will also be a simple prayer. The first prayer is a prayer to open up. A prayer to say, Lord, I come to steal the gifts. I come to recover the things lost. I come to open up to the working of the Spirit. We don't need to be afraid of the wrong spirit. Because if you ask your father for fish, he will not bring a stone. We have bound every unclean spirit, every unwanted spirit. You are bound in the name of Jesus. We open up our soul to the manifestation of the Spirit of Christ. And Lord, we come to you today in response to the manifestation of your Spirit in and amongst us. Lord, we come to repent for unbelief. For you say we couldn't enter because of unbelief. Lord, we have not entered into these experiences because of unbelief, because of our carnality, because of our self-centeredness, focus, of our worldliness, our worldly desires, our worldly pursuits, our prayerlessness, of our careless life, and all the reasons we ask, O God, for your forgiveness. We're going to ask for your mercy. Lord, we confess that there has been blindness. There has been deafness. There has been lameness. There has been weakness. There has been paralysis. Inability to enter into the sanctuary. We have been at the gate receiving handouts. We have even convinced ourselves we cannot enter. But Lord, we thank you that there was a man that received. And the Bible says, walking and leaping and praising God, he entered into the sanctuary. We come today to enter into Christ. We come into the dimensions of Christ. We come into the depths of Christ. You say to the height, the length, the width, and the depth of Christ. Lord, whatever that means, we come. Let there be an endowment. Let there be an outpouring. Let there be a stirring. Let there be a recovery. Let there be a restoration. Lord, he says to pull down and uproot. But today we are asking for a building. Let there be a building. Let there be a filling. He said, be filled by the Spirit. We come to be filled. Not just, but say to excess. We ask for the excess. We ask for the overflowing. Spiritual songs. Songs. Hymns. Deliverances. Edifyings. Different edifyings. Different exhortations. Comfort. Miracles. Diverse kinds of the manifestation of the Spirit. Not just that, Lord. We ask for the character. The character of Christ, to be humble, to be gentle, to walk in love, to walk in self-control, to walk in faith, to walk in temperance. Lord, that the fullness of Christ, that this Son of Man, this mature Son, my comfort, Lord, might be part of this mature Son that is complete. Lord, that which you do will be complete. It will not be superfluous. Lord, we thank you for that which you are giving to us. We receive it with thanksgiving. We look forward to the days ahead. We know that which was yesterday cannot be again. Lord, we confess that we believe that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and tomorrow and forever. Lord, we come into this new expression of Emmanuel, of reality, God in our affairs in Nigeria. Lord, as we contend with this spirit of the bond woman, we shall not contend as men, but we shall contend as sons of God. We shall contend by the revelation, by knowledge, by wisdom, and by doctrine. Lord, there shall be ministries that will come from your throne. Fresh bread, not stale bread. Fresh wine, O God. Lord, that shall not be lacking amongst us a true counsel from the Lord. O Lord, that in our midst your word will not fall to the ground, but shall come with manifestation of the Spirit, accomplishment, confirmation of the Spirit. Even as we go forth in ministries, in missions, there will be a difference. We receive it today. We bless you for what you have done. For in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we come to you this afternoon. And we come to dig up the wells. The wells that have been blocked. The wells that are not bringing water. These are wells that were dug by our father Abraham. Father, we come. We come to dig up the wells once again. Lord, we come to empty the wells of Essek, of contentions and of strife. We empty the wells of Essek, this place where there have been contention that have made the wells not to bring forth water. We come to empty them. We remove ourselves from Essek. We remove ourselves from Sitna, the place of hatred and offense. Father, we move away from them this afternoon. Father, we come to our Rehoboth, to the place of fruitfulness, to the place where you have accommodation for us, to this place where there is room, my Father. We come, my God, this day. Oh, Jehovah, Lord God, this day that life will begin to flow. Lord, I will be givers of life. Lord, will be givers of strength, my God, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, I say in the name of Jesus, receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Receive the gift in the name of Jesus. To everyone standing up here, to everyone that is calling upon the name of the Lord, we shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Be filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Begin to manifest the gift of the Holy Ghost in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Lord, we receive all by faith. And Lord, not just receiving and doing nothing. Lord, we no longer will neglect these gifts. We begin to walk in them. We begin to appropriate them. We begin to speak them forth. And Lord, signs and wonders shall confirm your word following. Father, this is our prayer today, dear Lord. No longer shall we grope in dark. Lord, the gifts are manifest here today. Lord, let them come down like cloven tongues of fire upon your people, dear Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord. We receive all with thanksgiving. Blessed be your name, dear Lord. In Jesus' name. Let's give him a clap offering, my brother. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Lord. Let's thank him. Let's just thank him. Let's just bless him. Oh, yes, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our God. You are worthy.
be praised. You are Alpha, you are Alpha and Omega.
Let's worship Him. Let's worship Him.
We worship You, our God. You are worthy to be praised. We give You all, honor and glory. We worship You, our God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Just be seated. You know, like Bro Chiyoke said, this is just the beginning. This is the tip of the iceberg. From 29th, 30th, is it 28th now? 28th, 29th, and 30th. 29th, 30th, and 1st. We are going to have a prayer conference here. A prayer prophetic conference. Amen. And like we said, the modality is very simple. You can only eat in the evening, after the end of the meeting on Friday. On Saturday, we come here, is fasting all through until we close, perhaps in the night. Sunday, the same, in the evening, we'll close. But let's all come prepared. We have water at the back there. If you feel like coming with your, Dana, bottle water, you are free. But we want to seek God. And we must insist that we will hear Him. Hallelujah. I think it was, who was that? Ezra. Ezra said that they came to the river Ahava. They all settled down there with fasting. With their young ones, sucklings. To do what? To seek the right way for us. And that is the purpose of which we are coming. We need to hear God very clearly. Hallelujah. We are no longer going to walk as people that have no understanding of the times. The time God is going to show it to us clearly. Every one of us here will know, will be properly guided. Praise God. Amen. We are going to have the dedication of our baby, Bro Boma and Sister Anguli. Their baby is here today in church. So we're going to bless the baby. Amen. Can we just quickly do that? Praise God. Can they come forward? Amen. Praise God. Broadcast.
I want to hand over this mic.
Chineke na mere mo Eze Jesus Otito diregi Yale yama Chineke na mere mo Eze Jesus Eke me geregi Yale yama Chineke na mere mo Eze Jesus Thank you.
because we are happy, we can dance it tomorrow, isn't it? Praise God. Well, we have to quickly dedicate this baby. I know that Buma and Angoli, they've been on this journey. This is the third time. And I'm sure that each time has its experience. Praise God. I don't know.